longer.
It took a lot longer.
For Cheske, it was a lifetime.
Whoa. Well, I'm sure it was intense. You were in almost every scene.
Yeah, it was 22 days. Yeah, that is a pretty tight schedule. We were 6 days a week. Yeah, we shot 6 days a week, so one day off.
Well, I didn't shoot 6 days a week. That would be you, my friend. Yeah. Cheske was 24/7 on the job.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable.
A lot of stamina to do that.
Oh, my Lord.
When you're shooting in that tight a schedule, do you ever get out of character?
I don't think you have time to, really. I mean, on your day off, you're still going over scripts and stuff to, like, I don't know. For me, the way I would on my day off, I'd still go over my script and, like, see what other ideas I could pop up with or things and notes and stuff. But you're just surrounded by it. So, and we're stuck in Haver, too. So,
Haver.
Yeah, so not much going on.
You could just go get another cheeseburger if you wanted to.
Well, that's probably good in terms of the work, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. Very good. I mean, we're giggling, but it's amazing up there. It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it. I come from a very different place. So for me,
much more urban.
Yeah, I come from New York City, man. This is like, it's so incredible in every way. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved this place.
How do you think the physical setting influenced how you played the role?
Oh, completely. I mean, it always does. If you're lucky, it usually does. Especially if it's so unfamiliar and you are sensitive and you are someone who can open to that. The weather, the people around, the atmosphere, the history there. You can feel things and you let those things come through you and I don't know how to really articulate that without sounding like a real jerk. But, you know, it's part of what actors hopefully can do,
Because when I talked to Alex and Andrew, the directors, they said there was a lot of pressure to film somewhere else.
It's more about incentives. Yeah. It's the incentives. Canada offers such incredible incentives. And for an indie movie, something so low budget, that means a lot, And so they just needed it to be here.
Been maybe a little different if it hadn't been filmed here, do you think?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think so. If you see in the film Montana as a character in the whole movie,
it is.
You can feel it. Yeah. It's we're from Montana. Spears is from Montana. Dakota.
Or South Dakota, right?
But you've been around. You know this.
Yeah. Michael, how familiar was your character to you?
It was definitely a stretch for me. I hardly get the chance to play the Ray Longknives of features. You know, I'm usually playing a hero or
you were kind of the bad guy.
Yeah,
in this
film. I was kind of the villain here a little bit, and definitely used a lot of my all of them to draw from all of experiences that helped me to develop Ray's character.
And I'd ask you the same question, Cheske. How familiar is Virgil? There's an
pretty
inside
close.
Joke there, I'm sure.
I would say, I pulled a lot from people I've met along the way in life. You know, I based the characters, the physical mannerisms on a friend of mine who I grew up with. And I remember after reading the script, I thought, this is a movie about this guy, my friend, who grew up on the reservation. Talented artist, really a good man, very, very charming with the ladies. He's always never had a problem with that. So I just didn't get the breaks. You know, things just didn't really work out. But he's good. He's in a good place. But, then I have cousins like that and stuff. So I just kind of started pulling things from that. And, reading the book, finding a correlation between me and the characters, which that's what I do. So I'd been working on this for about a year before we went to film, so I had enough time to prep, and I was ready to go by the time I got there. So I was ready to film. I was on all cylinders, so it was. I was ready to go.
You were definitely on all cylinders, by the way. There are some actors in the movie who have been acting for a long time as Native American actors. Gary Farmer, Farmer is one of the more well-known. How was it working with them and being around them and hearing what I'm sure are their stories?
You know, Gary comes with a lot of like weight to his character, and he's been around for a long time. So
great actor.
Yeah, great actor, great actor. I remember watching him as a kid. You know, with I remember first seeing him on Miami Vice. Long time ago. He played
so
like a drug
awesome.
Dealer. Long time ago. It was like season two of Miami Vice. you know, he's been around long enough to where I got to briefly work with him, or got to meet him on Skins. I didn't get to work with him. But I'd met him a few times before, and he's always been a really cool guy. But working with him, it was just it was – what I liked is that the scenes were never done the same way, but they were. So he's really good at keeping up on his craft and stuff like that. And it just kept me on your toes, for me anyway. But yeah, I enjoyed it.
Dana, you play a waitress that, for anyone who's gone to a rural Montana bar, she's very familiar.
In Havre, remember that bar that when we filmed in, woman who ran it, Alex leaned over to me the first night I got there. He was like, that's you in, you know, that's her in 10 years or something, or someone who didn't get out, who never leaves. And it's true. It's she's that was the thing, is that even though she's from out of town, she's in every bar, in every place. You know, she's that woman maybe that you think, how'd she get here? What's she doing here? Who are her people? You know, where, you know, and so thank you, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I'm sure she's saying, what am I doing here, too? At
some that's the thing.
The book and the film don't shy away from some of the harsh realities of life on the res, but it's also a story of survival.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what really turned me on with the script when I read it was it is about survival, and that it's a reality that a lot of people – a lot of things have been coming up with natives in film lately, and it's one of those where you get to humanize instead of the Native American playing – you know, the mystical medicine man and stuff like that. Actually, it's a human character. And, you know, this is a reality of it. I grew up on reservations all over.
Both you and Michael.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we know guys like that, you know, and we've been in experiences like that. You know, we've been to, like, the parties where your cousin tries to stab you, you know. and then your friends again, you know. You know, that's just the way it is. That's normal for us. So, you know, it's
what
that's.
Red did you grow up?
Sounds fun.
Fort Peck. But
I was just there.
You know, that's just a reality of it. And the other films that I really like that was really a pretty realistic is like Skins, Smoke Signals. You know, you get and it's only an independent film, but you get a rare look inside those. But it's always an independent film. I've never seen a big budget movie that's ever portrayed us really.
Well, part of that is that they can't. Often cast native.
No.
You know, because they need to
have a box office.
Have a box office.
They have a
so
box office
that's
draw.
That's uh-huh. often, and the only reason Dances with Wolves could happen with natives, I guess, is because Kevin Costner was such a huge name.
And he fought for it. He fought, right?
Michael, you were a child actor in Dances with Wolves,
weren't
you?
My first film back in 89 and 90. Yep. Came out in 91.
Do you have a good memory of that?
I have a wonderful memory. Productions, Kevin. The Wilson, it was great. It was a wonderful experience. Really catapulted me into the world of movie making. You know, I got bit by the bug from Dances, and been fortunate enough to be making 2-3 films a year since, and I'm still plugging away.
What do you all hope for this film? The film is still looking to be distributed nationwide and so on. What's your best hope?
Hope it's a hit.
What comes out?
It's a hit.
Yeah.
Hope it's a hit and people see it. That's
what
I hope.
What do you want them to take away from the film? I know what I took away
I hope
from
it. I hope it moves people. I hope it really – it's one of those films that it sticks with you for a couple days where you're thinking about it. You know, I've seen movies that have impacted me where – I had to sit with it for a day or two to have it move them a little bit and have them get into a discussion, a thought process, and, you know, talk about it.
I hope they walk away a little bit with a sense of compassion as well, and they get to learn something, and, you know, they get a little peek in through a window that is not often opened.
Congratulations to all of you on the film. I think it's just a great success. And I know you all have other films you've done and are going to do. But to me, this will be one that you can be proud of your whole life, I'm sure. I've been speaking with Chaske Spencer and Michael Spears and Dana Wheeler Nicholson, who are all in the new film, Winter in the Blood. Thank you all so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you. Thanks for having us.